Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姐妹们.
It's a blessing to be with you and worship our Lord together this morning.
能够跟大家一起早上这样来敬拜神, 真是祝福.
The Holy Spirit is so amazing.
圣灵是何等的奇妙.
I sent Brother Stephen a couple verses yesterday so he could think about a song.
我昨天给了 Stephen 弟兄两处的章节, 所以他可以来思想,
Unfortunately, I meant to do it before leaving the house, and I forgot. And so on the road at a red light, I quickly gave him the two verses and the book that we'd be looking at.
然后我出家之前却忘了。 然后等我在开车的时候，到一个红绿灯，红灯停下来才想起来。那个时候我才把这两个章节和我们要读的那本书给了Stephen弟兄。I
felt like I had done him a great disservice.
Great.
I wasn't very helpful to our brother.
我就觉得我没有帮助我的弟兄。Good
intentions, but didn't happen.
虽然是有很好的动机，但是却没有发生。
So all he had to go on was, I'll be speaking from the book of Joel, and I like these two psalms that David wrote.
所以我给他的只是告诉他, 我要分享的是在约珥书, 而且有两处的诗篇我很喜欢。
And last night, before going to bed, I received an email from our brother expressing what he would like to share.
然后昨天晚上, Stephen弟兄就让我知道他想要 选的诗歌, 还有他心里的负担。
And I was very tempted to turn over the time to him.
知道之后我就有一个很大的吸引, 就让我想把今天分享的时间给他算了。
He was able to write down what was on my very heart.
因为他所写下来的就是我心里面所想的。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的能力。
And this morning, the time around the table was all about love.
那今天早上在饼杯的时候都是关乎爱。And
that's going to be part of my title this morning.
这也就是我今天早上题目里的一部分。And
right towards the very end, a sister prayed about marching to Zion.
然后在饼杯的末了有个姐妹她祷告就是向着锡安前进。Which
is a key element in the book of Joel.
这就是在约珥书里面的中心。If
we would truly allow the Holy Spirit and the Lord to be Lord, how we would be blessed.
如果我们真的是能让圣灵来做主的话, 我们会何等的蒙祝福。
And I know I am blessed this morning by the saints.
我知道今天早上我被圣徒们,
so祝福。 I'd like to read quite a few verses this morning from the Lord's Word.
今天我要跟大家读许多神的话。
We start in 2 Chronicles chapter 24.
我们先从, 历代志下开始。
2 Chronicles 24, verses 17 through 21.
历代志下 24章 17到21节.
This is kind of in the middle of a story, but I'll give the background in a few minutes.
这个是在一个故事的中间, 等会儿我会给大家这个故事的背景。
Now after, verse 17, Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah, and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them. And they forsook the house of Jehovah, the God of their fathers. They served the Asherim and the idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their guiltiness. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto Jehovah, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, and he stood above the people and said unto them, Thus saith God, Why transgress ye the commandments of Jehovah, so that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken Jehovah, he has forsaken you. And they conspired against him, stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of Jehovah.
历代志下24章17到21节。 但神仍遣先知到他们那里，引导他们归向耶和华。这先知警戒他们，他们却不肯听。那时神的灵感动祭司耶和耶大的儿子撒加利亚，他就站在上面对民说，神如此说，你们为何干犯耶和华的诫命以致不能亨通呢？因为你们离弃耶和华，所以他也离弃你们。众民同心谋害撒加利亚，就照王的吩咐，在耶和华的殿内用石头打死他。
And now the book of Joel.
现在来看约珥书。
Look at Joel chapter 1 verses 1 through 6.
约珥书第一章的第一到第六节。
The word of the Lord that came to Joel the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of the forefathers? Tell it to your children. Let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, powerful and without number, and its teeth, the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness.
耶和华的话临到比示尔的儿子约珥，老年人呢，当听我的话，国中的居民呢，都要侧耳而听。在你们的日子或你们列祖的日子，曾有这样的事吗？你们要将这事传与子，子传与孙，孙传与后代。茧虫剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。酒醉的人呢，要清醒哭泣；好酒的人呢，都要为甜酒哀嚎，因为从你们的口中断绝了。有一对蝗虫，又强盛又无数，侵犯我的地，他的牙齿如狮子的牙齿，大牙如母狮的大牙。
We'll continue in this book of Joel in chapter 2, verses 11 through 18.
我们继续在约珥书里面来读第二章的十一到十八节。
The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it?Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing.Grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, and call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, and those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber.Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep before the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, Spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, Where is their God? Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and take pity of his people.
耶和华在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者。因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，或者他转意后悔，留下余福，就是留下献给耶和华你们神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。你们要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，聚集众民，使会众自洁，招聚老者， 聚集孩童和吃奶的，使新郎出离洞房，新妇出离内室。侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣，说：耶和华啊，求你顾惜你的百姓，不要使你的产业受羞辱。列邦管辖他们，为何容列国的人说他们的神在哪里呢？耶和华就为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。
Joel chapter 2 verses 25 through 29.
约珥书第二章的二十五到二十九节。
I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、男子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的我要补还你们，你们必多吃而饱足，就赞美为你们行奇妙事之耶和华你们神的名。我的百姓必永远不致羞愧，你们必知道我是在以色列中间，又知道我是耶和华你们的神，在我以外并无别神。我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do ask that you would open your words to your people.
主啊，我们确实在这里祷告，把你的话语打开为你的儿女。
We ask for anointed words, anointed lips, anointed ears.
我们向你所求的是被高过的话语，高过的耳朵，还有高过的心。
Lord, may this not be a story time today.
愿今天不是一个讲故事的时间。
May it not be a list of to-dos and not to-dos.
不是一个该做不该做的单子。
Lord, we pray that you would protect us from self-righteousness.
主啊，求您保护我们从自义中间。
Protect us from thinking it's others and not us that you're speaking to.
保护我们从我们的心思想，这是为别人说的，不是向我说的。
Lord, speak, your servants are hearing.
主啊，请说，你的仆人静听。
We ask this in your precious name.
如此的祈求是奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to start this morning just very quickly with a true-false quiz.
今天早上我开始的时候给大家一个对错的小测验。
True or false? Because my wife loves her son, she made him his favorite pie.
大家想想这个对不对？因为我的妻子如此的爱我的儿子，她让我儿子成为他最喜欢吃的那个蛋糕。
True. I heard a lot of truths.
我翻译可能都错了。
Did that work? I think.
因为他爱他的儿子，所以他为他儿子做了一个最好吃的蛋糕。Sorry, I translated wrong.
My poor brother. He never knows what I'm going to say.
这个可怜的弟兄，他不知道我下面要讲什么。
Second question.
第二个问题。
My wife confiscated my son's phone for 2 weeks. Does she love her son? True or false?
Yeah, 就说我的妻子因为她爱她的儿子，所以把她儿子的手机关掉有两天时间。
This morning around,
对还是错？
This morning around the table, we prayed much about the Lord's love.
今天早上在饼杯的时候，我们祷告很多是关乎神的爱。
And it is easy to say the Lord loves us when we count our blessings one by one.
如果我们来数神给我们的恩典一个一个这样的话，是很容易讲神爱我。
But sometimes it's a little harder to say the Lord loves us when he has come in judgment.
但是如果神在审判我们的时候，很难开口说神爱我。
And this morning, I'd like to share a little bit about the Lord's love in judgment.
今天早上我跟大家就分享一点关于神在审判里面的爱。
We just read portions from the prophecy given to Joel.
我们刚才读到了神给约珥所要说的那些预言。
And we read in 2 Chronicles that the people of Judah and the king of Jerusalem came under judgment of the prophets Zechariah.
然后在历代志下我们也读到了就是在犹大的王还有耶路撒冷是因着撒加利亚的一个信息他们落在神的审判里面。
And we see that prophecy of Zechariah got him stoned.
我们看到先知撒加利亚因为这个预言就被用石头打死。
But there were other prophets that came during this reign of Joash, and Joel was one as well.
在约阿施的时代，约珥是其中先知里面其中的一位。
In the Lord's love and His mercy, He sent many prophets to the nations, to Israel, and to Judah.
因着神对着犹太人犹大家还有耶路撒以色列家对着他们的爱所以神一直的差遣先知到他们中间。
It's easy for us to think that their prophets needed to go to the world and judge Ethiopia and Egypt and Philistia.
我们如果是看到神差遣先知去把审判的话语给埃塞俄比亚或者是埃及那我们可以理解。
And it's also a little bit easier to understand why prophets like Hosea was sent to Israel.
我们也知道为什么神会差遣先知何西阿去以色列。
Very early in the kingdom, Israel had left the Lord.
因为在很早的时候，以色列国就已经离开了神。
Their first king rejected David and wasn't even of King David's line.
在以色列国的第一个王就开始已经弃绝了大卫家。
Israel actively made a choice for riches and wealth over the worship of Jehovah.
那以色列国当时做的选择就是他们宁愿要财富还有富饶而不要神。
Israel also decided to have several places of worship for convenience and for obligation's sake.
然后以色列家而且设置了几个敬拜中心为着自己的便利还有为着可以尽义务。
So if you lived in Judah, it was easy for you to be self-righteous.
如果你那时候在犹大国的话那很容易会自义。
You weren't part of the world.
因为你不属于世界。
You weren't part of this religious apostasy that Israel had fallen into.
你也不在以色列国那样在信仰上面的反叛里面。
And yet we still see that prophets were sent to Judah to judge them and to declare that they have fallen away.
但你还是看到神差遣先知到犹大国去警告把审判降在他们身上。
This was very hard for Judah.
对犹大来讲这是非常难的。
They were the better tribe.
因为他们是更好的那一族。
They were the good tribe.
他们是好的。
They were very much like the older brother in the story of the prodigal son.
他们好像浪子的故事里面那个大儿子一样。
So self-righteousness had crept into Judah.
所以这个自义就进到犹大国里面。
We also see that they had become very complacent.
而且我们也看到他们非常的自满。
And so you have kind of this up and down history in Judah.
所以就在犹大国里面你看到那个上上下下的历史。
A good king followed by a bad king.
有一个好王，下面突然有一个坏王。
Approaching apostasy, but then a good king returns.
在反叛里面之后又有一个好的王。
So this morning we'd like to look at the prophecy of Joel.
所以今天早上我们来看约珥，先知约珥。
But I'd like to start by looking at what time period he came in.
我们先看看他是在什么年代。
This week, if you're interested, you can read the story that is the backdrop to Joel's prophecy found in 2 Chronicles 21 through 24.
如果你愿意的话，下面这一周你可以去读一读《历代志下》的21到24节，就是那一段的历史。
But so we can understand today what Joel is dealing with, I'll briefly give the history.
然后我们就可以知道约珥他面对的是什么。但现在我简单的跟大家讲。
In 2 Chronicles 21, there is this King Jehoram.
在历代志下的第21章有一个王叫约兰。
You're going to see that he is Joash's grandfather.
我们可以看到他是约阿施的祖辈。
Jehoram came to the throne and didn't want anyone else to take the throne, and so he killed his brothers.
这个约兰他要得着王位，所以呢，他把其他的人都杀掉。
It says very clearly in chapter 21 that he did not follow in the ways of David and Asa and Jehoshaphat.
在第二十一章讲得非常清楚，他没有跟随他的祖先大卫，也没有跟随他的父亲约沙法。
As our brother Philip mentioned a couple weeks ago, this was one of those kings, Jehoram, that chose to worship Baal.
前几周钟弟兄跟我们分享到，约兰是一个王，他选择来敬拜巴利。
A god that promised riches and prosperity.
因为巴利是那个神，好像是带给你那些成功，那些世上的富裕。
And we also see that Jehoram had no interest in the word of God.
而且我们也看到约兰对神的话没有兴趣。
As a result, Jehoram it's prophesied that he would have a horrible intestinal disease and die when his intestines fall out.
因此在约兰身上有预言，他要因着肠子患病而死。
He's followed by his son Ahaziah.
他的后面是他的儿子亚哈谢。
Now Ahaziah came to the throne, most of his brothers had already been killed by the world.
当亚哈谢来到这个世上的时候，他的弟兄们已经被这个世上的战争所杀掉。
Because of the weakness of his father, the world had come in and started a war, and the king's brothers were killed.
因为他父亲的软弱，所以这个世上的军队在战争里面把他的这些兄弟都已经杀死。
Now Ahaziah had he had two sides of the family.
亚哈谢有两方的那个家庭。
His father's side of the family was in the line of David.
他父亲这一条线是从大卫而来。
His mother's side was the side of Israel and the evil king Ahab and Queen Jezebel.
然后他母亲这一条线是出于以色列国，是那邪恶的王亚哈和那个王后耶洗别。
And we see in his history he chose to follow in the ways of Ahab, Jezebel, and the apostate Israel.
然后我们就看到他在世上的时候跟从的是那个世上的，就是出于亚哈、耶洗别那些邪恶的。
It also says that he followed the advice of the worldly advisors and he died.
然后又讲到他是随从这个世上的意见，而且他因此而死。
Now his mother was worried for Judah.
他的妈妈就为了犹大而忧心了。
Her husband died, her son has died, and she wanted to bring security to the throne.
然后因着她的丈夫、儿子都死了，所以呢，她就想在这个王位里面把这个安全带到犹大国。
And to do this, she killed all the heirs, all the possible royal family, and ruled herself.
因此，她剿灭了整个王室，而且篡了国位。
A pretty evil woman.
是非常邪恶的一个女人。
But there was a firm authority figure in Judah under her reign.
但是在她统治的时候，在犹大却有一个非常坚定的人。
But there's a little side story.
还有一个旁边的故事。
A woman by the name of Jehoshabeath.
有一个女人，她的名字叫约示巴。
Wife of the high priest Jehoiada.
她是大祭司耶和耶大的妻子。
Found the baby.
她发现了一个婴孩。
Joash.
就是约阿施。
She hid him from the evil of Athaliah.
然后她就把这个婴儿藏起来，不让这个邪恶的亚他利亚找到。
She with a nurse was able to raise him until age 7.
她跟一个乳母就把约阿施抚养到七岁。
It was at this time that her husband, the high priest Jehoiada, was able to raise up a civil war.
就是在这一段时候，她的丈夫大祭司耶和耶大可以起来有这个内战。
lead a revolt.
他带领了一场政变。
That led to Athaliah's overthrowing and death.
就把这个亚他利亚推翻，而且杀死他。
And Joash was put on the throne.
这个时候，约阿施就被放在王位上。
He was an obedient young king.
他是一个非常顺从的年轻的君王。
He learned much from the high priest Jehoiada.
他从大祭司耶和耶大学到了许多。
Even to the point where he was able to correct Jehoiada and remind him to rebuild and to fix the temple.
甚至到一个地步，他要来提醒大祭司耶和耶大来重修圣殿。
But we see that even Joash failed when his mentor Jehoiada died.
但是我们却看到约阿施在他的这个良师耶和耶大死后。
And this is where we read in the, this is what we read at the very beginning. After Jehoiada's death, his son Zechariah came and prophesied. Joash didn't like it and had him stoned.
这就是我们开始所读到的。当耶和耶大死了之后，他的儿子撒加利亚作为先知把审判带来的时候，约阿施却杀死了撒加利亚。
And now we have the prophets on the scene, prophets like Joel.
现在我们就看到先知约珥。
Now this doesn't sound like a very good history for Judah.
对犹大来犹大国来讲，这不是一个好的历史。
But it's my prayer this morning that we could see that there's much to glean from this.
但是我的祷告就是今天早上我们可以从中得着很多。
Joel's message, the prophet Joel's message was to Judah.
先知约珥的信息是传给犹大国的。
Joel's message is for us today, the church.
约珥的信息也是给今天教会的。
It says in the first chapter that Joel came to speak to the elders first, then the people, and then the children.
在约珥书那里讲到，他的信息先是传给老年人，再传给国民，然后又传给孩童。
I hope today, whether we're elders, the people, the children, we would have an ear to hear what Joel is saying to the people.
所以我有一个祷告，就是今天无论你是老年人。你是国民，或者你是孩童，都可以听到这个信息。
Joel's message was appropriate for Judah.
约珥的信息非常适合给犹大国。
Joel's message was appropriate for the early church, as Peter quoted him right after Pentecost.
约珥的信息也对早期的教会非常适合，因为彼得当时在五旬节之后就引用了约珥。
May his message resonate with us this morning.
也愿意这个信息今天与我们在一起。
We start with what Joel's name means.
我们先从约珥这个名字的意思开始。
Joel means Jehovah is God.
约珥的意思是说耶和华是神。
If we leave with one thing this morning, this one thought, this one truth, it would be sufficient.
如果我们今天离开之后只得着这一个真理的话，已经足够了。
Jehovah is God.
耶和华是神。
The Lord is God.
主他是神。
The Lord Jesus Christ is God.
主耶稣基督他是神。
Do you see that you could live in Judah, walk around, and you could talk about God?
你在犹大国的时候可以来回的走动，可以在言语里面谈到神。
Because if someone wanted to think that you were talking about Baal, you could just call it God.
因为那个时候就算你谈论的是巴利，别人也觉得是在讲神。
You could go throughout life talking about God, talking to your children about God, but unless you can declare the Lord Jesus, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ is God, there's mixture.
你可以在家里跟孩子说神这样或者是那样，但除非你能够把这个信息说主耶稣基督他才是神传给孩子们，那我们所讲的都没有一点用处。
Are we all okay with this thought this morning to ask who is my God?
我们今天是不是可以一同来思想？
We've heard it over.
谁是我的神？
We've heard these same words over and over again. But are we willing to say, Lord, are you my God, or is money my God?
我们听见很多次这样的呼喊，但是我们再来想一想，到底谁是我们的神？是钱财呢？还是主他是我的神。
Is the Lord Jesus my God or is it my profession?
是主耶稣是我的神呢？还是我的职业是我的神？
Or is it my family?
或者是我的家庭？
I think most of you know my testimony. The Lord brought much judgment against me because I made my mother my God.
我相信大家如果听过我见证的话都知道曾经我让我的母亲成为我的神。
And I heard the Lord as clearly as you're hearing my voice today. He spoke to me and he said, your mother was your God.
就像你们现在听到我的声音这么清楚一样当时我听到神的声音这么清楚跟我讲你的妈妈是你的神。
And after her death, I could even either accept that or say, Lord, you're right. And you judged me in this matter.
当我母亲去世之后我可以说接受神你的安排或者说我可以拒绝神。
Have you lost in the stock market? Have you lost a job? Have you lost a relationship in the family? Maybe it's because it's your God.
你如果是在股票市场里面受损或者说你失去工作或者是家庭成员离开你那这些是不是你的神？
Even your church service can be your God.
甚至你在教会的服事可以成为你的神。
All of a sudden, our service is more important than worshiping the Lord Jesus.
突然之间在教会的服事甚至比敬拜主耶稣更重要。
It's very subtle.
这是非常微妙的。
If we do not come into this reality and confess it to the Lord, then it sneaks in and we're no different than the idolaters of the Old Testament.
如果我们不在这些事上来悔改的话那我们与在旧约里面那些拜偶像的人没有什么区别。
I challenge you parents to make it very clear at your home that the Lord Jesus is God.
我来挑战在我们中间的父母们在你的家里在孩子面前你清清楚楚地让他们知道主耶稣基督是我们的主
，Because they are being indoctrinated every day at school that God is whoever you want God to be.
因为今天他们在其他的地方在学校里面所得着的教导就是说你的神就是你想要的所有的东西。
We're in a time in history, it doesn't even have to be subtle.
在历史中某一处甚至不是那么明不需要那么微妙的。
It's in the curriculum.
就在你的这个课程里面。
It's part of modernism.
就是在现代里面，现代主义里面。
Whoever you want God to be, that is who he is.
你想让什么样的神是神，那他就是。
And if not, they're not seeing the reality of home, that Jesus is God, that the Lord Jesus Christ is God, they will fall to this agenda.
如果他们没有看到在这个家里面主耶稣基督是神的话，那他们就会跟从所读的课程。
So that's the first thing we see from Joel.
这个是我们从约珥书里面首先看到的。
Second thing we see is Joel right away speaks to the elders.
那第二我们可以看到约珥马上对着老年人这么说。
And let's look at this. Elders, let's look at this brothers. What is Joel speaking to us?
让我们来看看他对老年人所讲的。
We would love to say that we are Joash at his peak.
我们很想说我们就是那个在巅峰时候的约阿诗。
But are we willing to ask the Lord, Lord, do I act like Jehoram and Ahaziah?
但是我们需要问问神，是不是我现在更像约兰或者是亚哈谢呢？
Both of these men fought many battles to keep their position.
他们都已经有很多的征战想要保住他们的位置。
Brothers, is advancement at work, advancement at home, a underlying thought that plagues you?
所以弟兄们，在我们的心里面，是不是在生涯里面继续往前，再向上爬，是我们的优先呢？
When open enrollment shows up with your insurance, do you think right away, how can I save money? What's best for my family? Or do you lay it down and say, Lord Jesus, with this open enrollment, I give it to you?
所以当每年公司里面开始来选那些医疗保险的时候你是不是就是选最便宜的对你最有利的还是说你祷告说神啊你帮我来选择我的保险
We have a new retirement plan is your first thought what does the Lord want
当你有一个退休计划的时候你有没有先想到神到底要我怎么样
Can we insert the Lord Jesus in the most basic the most subtle and sometimes the most seemingly worldly decisions
能不能我们把耶稣放在这些这么明显甚至有的时候是属世的事情里面
Another temptation of the Jehorams and the Ahaziahs was the temptation of the flesh
另外对约兰和亚哈谢有一个 吸引就是肉体的吸引。
Oh, there's so many temptations out there.
有许多的试探在外面。
And it's become a scourge within the church.
就成为在教会里面的那些让教会混乱的。
Young men are supposed to be leaders in the church.
年轻人应该在教会里面学着带领的。
But pornography has pulled them down.
但是这些色情的图片却把他们拉下去。
Or the lust of having the highest grades or the best resume.
或者他们心里面所渴慕的可想的就是要有最好的成绩，要有最高的排名。
There are many, many ministers that travel throughout the country, and one of the questions they ask is, where are the men?
在传道人，各地的传道人都在问这样一个问题，这个危机就是，在这些每一个领袖里面，我们为什么没有找到有弟兄呢？
As men of God, we're supposed to feed on the word.
作为属神的男人，我们应该先从神的话语里面来得着。
The word of God is something that is supposed to feed us.
因为神的话是我们的喂养。
Give us life.
给我们生命。
Give us clarity.
给我们那个清楚的看见。
I think it's ironic how Jehoram died.
好像是注定的一样，因为约兰他是这样死的。
He couldn't eat.
因为他不能再吃任何东西。
He had a disease of the stomach and the intestines.
因为他是在消化系统，在肠子里面患病。
He had so walked away the word of God that he could no longer consume it.
他已经离开神的话，所以到一个地步，他完全不能消化。
And he was destroyed from the inside out.
所以他的毁灭是从里到外。
And this is what we're seeing in the church today.
这就是我们今天在教会看到的。
Young men who have service.
年轻的年轻人，他们要在服事里面。
Young men that look like they are worshiping and part of what the Lord would have.
年轻人他们应该在服事里面要看到神所让他们看到的。
But because there's no word of God within them, there's not the consuming of the word, it is, they're being eaten from the inside.
但是因为他们没有神的话，不能消化神的话，所以他们从里到外被吞吃。
And lastly, you see in these brothers that they sought the wisdom of the world, worldly advisors.
然后我们看到弟兄们，这些弟兄们，他们所接受的是世界上的意见。
This is a warning to anyone who ever has to give advice.
这个是对每一个给人意见的人也是一个警醒。
People are looking for advice.
因为人都寻求别人的意见。
The greatest advice giver is that of the Holy Spirit.
但是最能够给我们最好意见的是圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, if a young man comes to you and says, you know, I have this issue at work, what should I do?
如果弟兄姐妹们，一个年轻人到你面前说，在工作上这个难处我应该怎么办的时候。
Is our first piece of advice, have you asked the Lord yet?
是不是我们的第一个建议跟他们讲，你有没有先问过神？
Or have you heard from the Lord yet?
或者说你从神听到了什么？
Or is our first piece of advice something that is from the world?
或者说我们的第一个意见就是跟着世上的意见。
We all have gifts.
我们都有恩赐。
If someone was to come up to me and ask me about college applications, I have a wealth of knowledge.
如果有人到我面前问我关于申请大学的事，我有很多的知识。
I could very easily say rice is good for you, or no, not so rice. You should think of Stanford, or no, you know what's best, more economic. You should think of the University of Dallas.
我可以很快跟你讲，对 rice 是好的，或者说 rice 不好，你应该去斯坦福，或者说你应该去达拉斯那个德州大学。
I know these things. This is what I do all the time.
我知道这些，因为这就是我的工作。
But what right do I have to give that worldly advice?
但是我有什么权利把这个世上的意见给人呢？
Brother Jack, I think he knows a little bit about MD Anderson.
像君凯弟兄，他是了解在安德森那个癌症中心的事。
If any of us have a health question, we go to him. We wouldn't need to Google anything. We would just listen to our brother.
我们甚至不用到那个谷歌去找答案，直接去找君凯弟兄。
Or is our brother's heart the first thing to say, have you sought the Lord?
那我们弟兄的心 很可能是说你有没有先寻求神。
And then the Lord can take our gifts, can take our knowledge, but give it forth in an anointed way.
这个时候神可以使用我们的知识跟恩赐，但是却是在一个恩高的方式里面。
This was the scourge of these young leaders in Judah.
这个就是当时在犹大国那些年轻的带领的人所要听到的。
And as a result, they lost any power and any authority.
那他们的结果就是失去了王权。
And they turned and abandoned all authority over to the women.
然后他们的这些权柄就给了一个女人。
We see that in the church today.
我们也在教会里面看到这件事。
So many women working for the young people in the Sunday schools.
有多少的姐妹们是在主日学里面来服侍这些孩子们。
So many of the sisters wishing that more brothers would go to the prayer time to stand for the truth, to stand for the word of God.
有多少的姐妹希望有更多的弟兄到祷告聚会，为着真理，为着神来站立。
The church is wearing out our sisters.
这个教会把姐妹们都拖垮了。
Because the men have been swallowed up.
因为弟兄们已经被吞吃了。
Or are you a Jehoiada?
或者你是耶和耶大。
The high priest Jehoiada was a man of vision.
因为耶和耶大是有启示、有异象的人。
He was able to risk his own life and even the life of his family to hide the king.
他可以冒着自己还有家庭生命的危险来收藏这个婴孩。
He was a man of vision and a man of courage.
他是有异象的人，也是一个有勇气的人。
He lived a godly life.
他所活的生活是一个敬虔的生活。
And he gave advice according to God's word.
而且他的意见都是根据神的话。
He was a man who brought in the king and made a place for the king's throne.
他就是那个把君王带来，而且让君王可以坐宝座的。
Is that why we live today?
这是不是我们为这个而生活的呢？
To prepare the throne for the Lord Jesus.
就是为耶稣来准备他的宝座。
If the church today could have just men throughout this world declaring the Lord Jesus is king and he should reign upon this earth, the Lord would return.
如果我们可以甚至让周围的人都说主耶稣基督你是坐宝座的，那他的国度就要降临了。
The Lord is also looking for Joashes.
而且神也在寻找约阿施。
Men of good beginnings.
是有那个美好开始的。
Are the little boys listening to good mentors?
这些孩童们，他们有没有听从那个良师的指教呢？
Is there fellowship between the young and the old that the Christ might be king?
所以在年轻跟年长的中间，有没有这样的交通，可以一起来让基督做王？
Now Joash did have his failure later in life.
没错，约阿施在他生命的后面有失败。
We see that he quickly fell away after his mentor left.
我们可以看到，当他的老师去世之后，马上他就跌倒了。
But we'll talk a little bit later about some of the great things that he did.
但是我们等会儿还要提到他所做的一些大事。
Actually, one of the great decisions Joash made was to fix.The temple.
所以约阿施所做的决定里面有一个非常大的美好的，就是重修圣殿。
And this is a real interesting part of the story. He said, "Fix the temple."
这个是非常有趣的，在故事里面，他说要来整修圣殿。
And everyone declared, "The temple is being fixed."
然后那些人就说，是啊，圣殿已经被修整了。
And then they looked at the reality of it.
然后他们就看到这个实际。
The Levites weren't doing anything.
这些利未族根本什么都没做。
Last week, our brother talked about the universal priesthood of the saints.
上一周弟兄们提到这个人人为祭司。
The Levites had a job title.
利未他们有一个他们的名称、称呼、头衔。
And they knew that one of their jobs was to collect the money and rebuild this temple.
他们其中的一个工作就是收取钱财，为着整修圣殿。
And everyone declared and thought, well, the Levites were, they know their job, they've been given the money to do it, and therefore they're doing it.
然后每个人都想是利未他们有这个头衔，而且他们在收这些钱财，所以他们在工作。
But when they looked at it closely, they found out nothing was being done.
但是他们仔细检查发现什么都没做。
Have we ever considered that in our church life?
在我们的教会生活里面有没有这样来思想过
What do our Bible studies look like?
我们的查经到底是怎么样的
I think all of us can go to work and say, oh, I can't go to this work function, I have Bible study on Friday night.
可能有些人我们会说哦，我这个不能出差或者不能做工作上这件事因为我在教会有查经聚会
Oh, very spiritual, you go to Bible study on Friday night.
多属灵啊因为周五你是去查经聚会
But then when we're reading the word and we're sharing, is it truth? Is it power? Is it led by the Holy Spirit? Or is it just a tradition?
但是我们在分享神的话的时候是不是有真理是不是有能力或者说只是出于传统
Do we come prepared?
我们来之前有没有先预备
Do we come with an anointed word?
有没有带着那恩膏的话
You see that when Joash finally woke up the Levites and told Jehoiada, get them working, they should be fixing this temple.
所以当约阿施让这些利未人警醒而且告诉耶和耶大说我们要动手来整修圣殿的时候
It says the people came, they gave, and they rejoiced, and they wished they could give more.
然后就看到这些人他们都来奉献而且超过所需要的而且他们每个人都喜乐
Is that what our prayer meeting looks like?
这是不是我们祷告聚会的光景呢
Oh wow, there's so much to pray for. I wish this prayer would go all night.
然后有这么多要祷告的我希望这个祷告聚会是整晚的
I can't get enough of praying with God's people
我真的是觉得希望能够一直跟神的儿女一起来祷告
Or is the fact that we call it a prayer meeting good enough for us
或者我们就是说来祷告聚会就已经够了
Oh we need to have the Joashes that wake up the church
我们需要在教会里面有约阿施让我们可以醒过来
But as I said Joash did fall short
但是我刚才也提到约阿施也有他失败的地方
Even he had fallen into tradition
甚至他也回到传统里面
He became prideful
他也成为那个骄傲的人
And again why Joel had to come up and wake up the people of Judah
这就是为什么约珥要来让犹大人再醒过来
It says that Joel came to all the people including the women
这里面讲到约珥来到也向这些妇女来讲话。
So sisters, today I have a question.
所以姐妹们，我今天有一个问题问你们。
Are you Athaliahs or Jehoshabeaths?
你是亚他利亚呢，还是约士巴
？Now I'm going to tread on some pretty dangerous ground here.
我现在踩到的是一个很危险的地界。
It almost sounds like I might say there may be some Athaliahs among us.
我甚至要说，在我们中间是有一些亚他利亚。
Well, we're sinful people. Yes, there are.
我们是罪人，是的，我们是。
You know, Athaliah, actually, if you can read it one way, she had some good intentions.
我们来读亚他利亚的时候，在一方面，她甚至有一个好的动机。
She wanted stability.
她是要稳定。
She wanted some order.
她是要有秩序。
And it wasn't coming from the brothers.
但是这些弟兄们却没有这样的能力。
So she killed them all.
所以他把他们都杀了。
Women, do we have a weapon to kill our brothers?
姐妹们，我们是不是有一个武器可以杀掉所有的弟兄呢
？What does it say is one of the most dangerous weapons in the scripture?
在圣经里面所提到最危险的武器是什么
？The tongue.
舌头。
Sisters, how do we treat the men?
姐妹们，我们怎么样来对待弟兄们
？Are we quick to tell them how they're doing it wrong?
是不是很快就说你这儿错了
？Are we quick to correct everyone in our path？
是不是每一个在我们这条路上的人，我们都把它改正过来
？It's your strength, sisters。
这是你的那个长处，姐妹们。
But it's also your weakness。
也是你的软弱。
You care for the children。
你为着孩子而关心。
You care for the church。
你为着教会而关心。
You don't want to see apostasy coming into the church or your family.
你不愿意这个反叛进到教会，进到你的家庭。
But this attack brought much, much devastation to Judah.
但是他的这个攻击却带来了犹大国的非常大的一个黑暗跟毁灭。
And the order just got displaced.
因为这个秩序被颠倒了。
She put Judah over Jehovah.
他把犹大国摆在耶和华之上。
She put the woman over the man.
他把女人摆在男人之上。
And what we see in the church today is the church has become more important than Christ.
今天我们看教会，甚至教会比基督还重要。
Oh, we have good church teachings.
我们有很多教会好的教训。
We have good Sunday schools.
我们的主日学很好。
We have a lot of good church functions.
我们有很多教会的功用。
But Christ is knocking, hoping to come in.
但是基督却在门外敲门，想要进来。
Athaliah, for the sake of stability, for the sake of preserving, she gave up her nourishing role.
亚塔利亚为着稳定，为着保护，却把她乳养的这个功能背弃了。
She gave up nurturing for wealth and power.
她把乳养的职分放下，却为了她的权柄，为了她的能力。
Her ambition had entered the house of the kings and brought death.
她的野心进到王的家，就带来死亡。
But there was the Jehoshabeaths.
但是感谢神，有约示巴。
One who was okay with the simple role of taking care of the young ones.
他对于来照养一个婴孩这么简单的事非常的满足。
One of the questions I would ask today is, how much time in the day do you spend feeding the children the Word of God?
那我要问的就是，每天你花多少时间来向孩子们喂养神的话？
Do you have time to burp your baby?
你有没有时间拍一拍，让他打一个嗝？
Now you're saying, why are we bringing that up?
你要问为什么把这件事提出来？
Our children are in discomfort.
因为我们的孩子他们不是很舒适。
No mother is going to let a baby go with that gas bubble in their tummy.
没有一个母亲是让他的孩子胃里面有这样一个气泡却不管的。
That mother, when she sees that suffering infant, will put everything down, will embrace that baby and gently tap them so they can find comfort.
如果妈妈看到孩子是这样的话，她会把其他事放下，非常温柔地把他抱起来，拍拍他，让他打一个嗝。
Our children are out at school, they're being filled with the gas of the world, and they just need a burp.
我们的孩子从世界上从学校里面回到家里面，里面充满了这些气，在他们的胃里。
But is mom too busy?
但是妈妈却太忙。
Is work consuming you?
你的工作是不是占有了你所有的一切？
Is service at the fellowship consuming you?
是不是交通跟服侍占据了你的一切？
So busy that we don't see the suffering children.
我们如此的繁忙，看不到我孩子他里面的挣扎。
And because we're so spent from work and service, the only thing we can do is yell at our spouse to tell him to get it right.
然后因着我们这么的有挫折感。这么的丧气，所以就开始大声地对我们的配偶讲，你要做这个，你要做那个。
Oh, sisters, you have such a special role of feeding the children the Word of God.
姐妹们，你们有一个特殊的职分，就是来喂养孩童。
Feeding the Word of God to your spouse.
把神的话向你的配偶，甚至来喂养。
Jehoshabeath's sole purpose was to make a place for the king.
约示巴他所做的一切就是为着这个王来预备。
Is there a place for the king in your household?
在你的家里面有没有为王预备一个位置？
Is there a place for the king in our fellowship?
在我们的聚会里面是不是有一个位置是为着王？
Oh, there's so much we can learn just by looking at these two ladies in the scripture.
在圣经里面看到这两位妇女，我们就可以学很多的事。
And I hope to give you some vocabulary so you can discuss amongst yourselves and ask your spouse, am I a Jehoshabeath or am I a Athaliah?
我甚至可以给你一些词汇，你可以回家问自己的丈夫，我到底是亚塔利亚呢还是约示巴。
Brothers, ask your wives, am I a Jehoiada or am I a Ahaziah or Jehoram?
那我们丈夫们回到家里面也问我们的妻子，我到底是约兰呢还是约阿诗呢还是亚哈谢。
That's what's beautiful about the prophets. They just speak the truth.
关于先知最美好的就是他们讲的是事实。
It says in Joel in the first chapter that Joel also came to the next generation.
我们在约珥书里面看到他也来到下一代。
Now much of our next generation is next door in the Sunday school classes.
现在我们的下一代很多是在主日学里面，不在我们这里。
But you and I are responsible for them.
但是你跟我却对他们有责任。
The next generation needs to learn obedience.
下一代要学顺服。
Are we teaching them obedience?
我们有没有教导他们顺服?
Are we teaching them that obedience is non-negotiable?
我们有没有教导他顺服不是一个可选择的事?
I don't want to expose anyone, but I witnessed something a few minutes ago.
我不想跟每一个人讲,但是我刚才看到的。
A group of youngsters went to a singing class.
有一些孩子们他们一起去唱歌。
And they were running as fast as they could run.
他们就是用最快的速度跑着去。
And an usher said, walk.
然后有人就说走不要跑。
Walk.
走。
Walk.
走。
Four times.
四次。
They never stopped.
但是他们没有停下。
All I could think of is I guess they don't know English.
我想的是可能是他们不懂英文。
They were not interested in obeying one bit.
他们里面的兴趣没有一丝一点。
It's not even part of their vocabulary.
在他们的字典里面没有顺从这件事。
Now, I'm not trying to bring any judgment, but brothers and sisters, if our children can't obey their parents, their teachers, how are they ever going to obey the Lord Jesus?
弟兄姐妹们,我不是在这里论断,如果孩子们不能来顺从老师跟家长,他们怎么学会顺从神?
We don't teach self-control anymore.
我们也不来教导这些自我控制,自控。
Instead, we give them a diagnosis.
但是我们却给他们一些诊断。
No obedience, no self-control, well, there must be a medical problem.
没有顺从,没有自制,那肯定是一些生理上的缺陷了。
Well, there are a lot of medical problems out there.
没错,是有一些生理上的障碍。
A lot of medical problems that could be solved by the Lord Jesus being Lord over the church.
但是很多这样的障碍都能够让基督在教会做王而解决。
See, in the church, we often look at ourselves as victims.
在教会里面,很多时候我们觉得自己是受害者。
Oh, the government makes it more and more difficult for us to be Christian.
政府让我们做基督徒越来越难了。
It's almost impossible in the workplace to be Christian anymore. The workplace is really making it rough on us.
在工作的地方做一个基督徒非常难,因为工作的地方对基督徒是越来越严了。
Oh, the economy keeps us from being able to be good Christians because we have to work so hard to survive.
这些经济上的事让我们做一个好基督徒很难,因为生活里面的压力太大。We've
got it upside down.
但是我们却把它颠倒了。There's
no government in this world that is a match for the church.
在这个世上没有一个政府能跟教会相比的。When
we have our prayer meetings, we're always praying, you know, Lord, protect this and keep us from this. Those are good prayers.
有的时候在教会的祷告里面,我们也会说,神啊,你保护我们,扶持我们,这些是对的。But
are we willing to say, Lord, you're Lord over your church, you're Lord over this world, we give you first place.
那我们是不是可以这样讲,主啊,你是教会的主,你也是这个世界的主,我们把权柄归给你。Lord,
don't allow any part of this church to be taken away, snatched away by the world.
主啊,求你保守让教会不被这个世界夺去一点点。There's
not a parent in here that can save your kids from the world.
在这里面我们没有一个父母可以把孩子从世界里面拯救出来。But
the Lord can save them and save them victoriously.
但是神却可以拯救他们,而且让他们得胜有余。And
he will use you to do it.
他会使用你。He
will give you the words anointed by the Holy Spirit.
他会给你那个被恩膏过的神的话。
He will empower you through the Holy Spirit.
他会借着圣灵给你能力。
When these tough questions come up that the kids have, you will be able to respond.
当这些困难的事情问题来到你的面前的时候, 为着孩子,你有没有一个答案?
Our children are wanting to know how we respond to LGBTQ issues.
我们的孩子他们其实是愿意知道我们在同性恋这件事上
But parents don't respond because they don't have the answer.
但是家长们却没有答案,
but the Lord has the answer, and you go to Him, you cry upon Him, and He will give you the words you need.
但是主他有答案, 你如果向他呼求的话, 向他哭喊的话, 他会给你,
I deal with depression and suicidal students every single day.
每一天我都要面对学生们他们的抑郁和他们自杀的倾向。
I've never read a secular book that has all the answers.
但我从来没有读过一个课程给我答案。
But the anointed word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit will always give the word that is necessary in time of trouble.
但是神话恩高过的话语还有圣灵里面的能力总让我对这件事可以有一个解决。
We live in a fallen world. We live in a world that is ruled by Satan. So we're always going to have these issues and problems.
我们是活在一个堕落的世界，是撒旦掌权的地方，所以每天我们都会面对这样的事。
But like Joel speaks, he wants to renew. He wants to bring strength for these times.
但是就像约珥他所讲的，是神他要把这个更新带进来，他要把这个世界来改变。
What we need to tell the next generation is they are just as important to us as the brothers and sisters at the church.
所以我们需要告诉我们的下一代，他们跟教会的弟兄姐妹们一样重要。
One of the biggest issues found in the church today is brothers and sisters serving one another and leaving their children behind.
在今天的教会里面有一个很大的难处，就是弟兄姐妹们彼此互相服侍，却把下一代抛弃在后面。
Recently, I just saw a woman who was semi-blind and she had lost her dog.
我最近碰到一个妇女，她基本上半盲了，而且还有一只狗。
I can't remember the dog's name, we'll say Fifi.
我不记得这个狗的名字，就叫它 Fifi 吧。
And this poor lady was, Fifi, Fifi, catch up!
然后这个可怜的妇女就说 Fifi, Fifi, 跟上我。
Fifi, where are you?
Fifi, 你现在在哪里？
Oh, she was getting stressed.
然后她就非常的有压力。
The irony was, Fifi was right next to her the whole time.
但是很有意思的是就是 Fifi 一直在她的身边。
She didn't see Fifi was right there.
她看不到 Fifi 就在她身边。
Our children are right there.
我们的孩子就在我们眼前。
Our children want to hear from us.
我们的孩子们愿意从我们听到。
They want to learn from us.
他们希望从我们学。
You know, sometimes we don't need to ship them off to Sunday school. Sometimes we need to feed them ourselves.
有的时候我们不是只是把他们送到主日学就算了，要自己来喂养。
I've said this before, but I just want to reiterate it.
我以前讲过，但我还是要重复。
What we do with our children often is we starve them throughout the week, and then we gorge them with spiritual food in Sunday school.
我们对孩子所做的就是一周让他们忍受饥饿，然后到主日的时候就把他们硬塞，把主日学硬塞在他们里面。
I don't suggest this, but here's the trial.
我不这样建议，但这是一个试验。
Don't feed your kids until next Sunday.
不要等到下一个主日再来喂养你的孩子们。
And then take them to Ocean Palace next Sunday for dim sum.
然后一周之后带他们到那个吃点心的那个地方。
See how that
珍宝海鲜楼。
See how that works out for us.
看看。会有什么结果？
Your Sunday school teachers are exhausted.
你的主日学老师都已经疲惫不堪了。
They're trying on a Sunday or maybe a Friday night to give the full word of God to children that have starved all other times of the week.
因为他们是在周五或者是主日，尽他们的一切要把这些食物喂养给这一周已经饥饿了的孩子们。
So this is who the Lord's speaking to, and what is he?Saying to the people.
这就是神他讲话的对象，还有就是对每一个对象所说的话。
It says in verse 5, he calls to the people that are drunk with wine.
在约珥书第一章第五节，他所讲的对象是酒醉的人。
Brothers and sisters, we in this country are drunk with prosperity.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个国家里面，我们因着自己的成功而酒醉。
You don't tell your children,You need to be quiet now, and you must obey. We just give them an iPad.
我们不是教孩子你要安静学会顺从，而是买一个 iPad 给他们。
We don't pick them up at school to nurture them at the end of school. We just pay for extra daycare.
我们不是在他们这个学习完成之后去接他们，而是把他们放在那个这个学习之后的那个daycare after school.
With every paycheck, we put money into their education fund so that they can get that great education and be miserable when they're old because they do not know the Lord.
我们呢总是存钱给他们，让他们得到好的教育，但是在他们长大之后成人了却不认识神。
But in the Lord's love, he will bring judgment.
但是因着神的爱，他要把审判带进来。
Just as he did, as we read in the book of Joel.
就像在约珥书我们所读到的。
But he does it in love.
但是他这样做是出于爱。
It may not look like it.
虽然外面看不像。
You know, there's four type of locusts that we see in Joel.
在约珥书我们看到四种的蝗虫。
Some people say it's a type of locust. Some people say it's a different stage in a locust life.
有的人说是四种不同类型，有的人说是四个不同的阶段。
But we know one set of locusts that comes and becomes a scourge upon Judah is a swarming locust.
但是我们知道有一种蝗虫来，就是那个铺天盖地而来的。
You can't get away from a swarm of locusts.
在这个铺天盖地而来的蝗虫面前，你不可能逃跑。
My cousin and I once were attacked by a swarm of bees.
我跟我的表弟曾经有一次是被铺天盖地而来的蜜蜂所袭击。
The only thing we could do was jump in the pond.
我们所能做就是跳到一个池塘里面。
This is what we need to do today. Jump into the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们要做的，就是跳进主耶稣基督里面。
Because it may not look like it, but those locusts are swarming your children at school.
虽然我们不一定看得到，但是在学校里面，孩子们是被蝗虫所吞吃的。
They're swarming you at work.
他们是在工作里面，铺天盖地的来吞吃我们。
Dive into a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们需要跳进与主耶稣基督的关系里面。
Hide in his mighty wings.
在他大能的翅膀下面得荫蔽。
Another aspect of these locusts is it brought darkness so you could barely see your hand in front of your face.
另外一方面，这些蝗虫来的时候带来的是黑暗，甚至你看不清自己的脸跟手。
Brothers and sisters, we're so full of darkness right now. Our children, ourselves, we don't know what's true and what's lies.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是在极大的黑暗里面，我们自己跟孩子们都不知道什么是谎言，什么是真实了。
The internet is just filled with lies.
因为在网络上面充满了这些谎言。
You know, there used to be a time in the church, if I was speaking heresy today, if I was speaking something that was not truth, the brothers would either talk to me or say, you're not welcome here anymore.
在以前教会的光景里面，如果我在上面所讲的是一些异端的事情，那马上会有弟兄姐妹们跟我讲你讲的不对，或者甚至说把我驱逐出去。
Now with the power of the internet and the power of Google, heresy and mistruths and lies are just pouring into our very being.
但是在网络里面现在那些异端那些谎言现在充满甚至在神的家里。
Another aspect of these locusts that come as judgment, it becomes an infestation.
还有另外一方面，就是这样的蝗虫来到的时候是蔓延的。
You know, we like the idea if there was a bug problem here at the fellowship, we could just use our boots and kill them.
如果我们在这个会所里面见到有一些虫子的话，就会用脚踩一下，把它踩死。
And that's what the church does quite a bit today.
这就是教会今天一直在做的。
We have this problem that comes up and everyone is, oh, so sad, so bothered, and we deal with that one little issue and we think it's all going to be okay.
当问题出来的时候，我们大家心里面都悲伤，然后就一起来解决，也觉得这样做就可以了。
But we find that we take care of it over here and then we need our other boot to take care of it over here.
但就发现我左脚踩了这个，右脚要踩另外一个。
Not realizing that the locusts have infested.
但是不知道这个瘟疫已经开始，已经在蔓延了。
They're in the walls.
他们就在加墙里面。
They're in the ceiling.
他们就在天花板里面。
They're in your clothes.
他们就在你的衣服里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to repent.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要悔改。
Only the blood of the Lord Jesus.
只有耶稣的血。
Can fumigate the church today.
可以来洁净保护教会。
There's not enough service, there's not enough meetings, there's not enough work.
没有足够的服事或者会议或者是其他的一切可以来解决。
And the last the diabolical part of the locust is they lay their eggs.
另外一方面这些蝗虫 他们会产卵,
they have gone after that next generation.
他们要毁坏的是下一代。
We see it in Judah. Every time you had a good king, you thought Judah was well on its way, and then all of a sudden, the sons fell away.
我们看到在犹大国里面有一个好王, 似乎走在正确的道路上,突然间一个坏王出来,破坏了一切。
Brothers and sisters, we're blind to the judgment that is happening today.
弟兄姐妹们,我们也属于这样的审判,在今天也有这样的审判。
That's why we have so many mass shootings.
所以我们有这么多的这些屠杀。
That's why suicide is becoming quickly the number one cause of death among young people.
这就是为什么在年轻人里面死亡率,就是那个死亡最高的是因为自杀。
That's why every wildfire is the worst wildfire up to that point.
所以现在每一次的火灾都是历史上从没有过的大火灾。
That's why every hurricane is the worst one ever.
所以每一个飓风都是创历史记录的飓风。
And the church is the victim.
教会就成为受害的。
Not recognizing that we have been called to repent and call the Lord Jesus upon this earth to make right these things that have fallen.
甚至不认识到我们需要悔改，要来呼求主耶稣基督，让他重新在这个地上来做主掌权。
So how does Joel call us to repent?
那约珥是怎么样呼召我们来悔改的呢？
He says, tear not your garment, but tear your heart.
他所说的是，我们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
Are we willing to tear our heart this morning?
我们今天早上愿不愿意撕裂心肠呢？
And say, Lord, I'm an Athaliah.
跟神讲,是的,我是亚塔利亚。
I'm a Jehoram.
我是约兰。
Everything I've done for the last 20 years has been a waste.
过去的20年都是浪费的时间。
But today you can come in.
但是今天你可以进来。
You can renew me today like you did with renewing what the locusts have eaten.
你今天就可以来更新,就像你更新那些被蝗虫所吃掉的时间。
We can look at judgment today either as something that's scary or something that's done in love.
我们今天看到这些审判，可以说一方面觉得它是可怕的，或者你选择另外一方面，这是出于神的爱。In
our repentance, it calls us to fast.
在悔改里面会让我们禁食。Is
there something we need to fast from?
我们是不是有一些事需要用禁食来对待？
Maybe it's our Facebook.
也许是我们在脸书上面。Maybe
it's Google.
也许是在谷歌上面。Maybe
it's our church service.
也许是在教会的服事里面。Maybe
there's something that the Lord says, step away from.
也许神让我们从这件事里面要退出来。
And seek my face.
来寻求我的面。Joel
also calls the people to gather an assembly.
而且约珥在那里呼召他们有严肃会。Remember,
all the Levites thought they were busy. Everyone thought the Levites were busy, but nothing was happening in the temple.
记得吗? 利未人他们觉得自己在忙, 然后其他人也觉得利未在忙。
Are we willing to look at our assembly this morning?
我们是不是今天愿意来看我们的聚会?
And say, Lord, have we fallen?
看看神是不是我们堕落了?
Have we allowed worldliness to sneak in?
我们是不是让属世的事 渗透到教会里面?
Have we allowed culture to slip in?
我们是不是让这个世上的文化渗透到教会?
Gather the people together for the purpose of regaining vision of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以让我们有严肃会,这样聚集是为了让我们重新再有关乎基督的那个意象。All
of this is to call us unto Zion.
这些可以让我们呼召我们到西安。Zion
is where the Lord rules and reigns.
因为在西安是主做主掌权的地方。Zion
is where the Lord rules and reigns and wants to rule and reign with us.
而且西安是神在那里愿意我们跟他一同做主掌权的地方。Probably
the most well-read known passage from Joel is chapter 2, verses 28 and 29.
也许在约珥书里面最被大家所喜爱并且记得的是第二章28、29节。And
it says, And afterward I will pour out my spirit on my people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour my spirit in those days.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言,你们的老年人要做异梦,少年人要见异象。在那些日子,我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
Are our children prophesying?
我们的孩子们，他们有没有看见异象？
Or are they disobedient?
或者他们不顺从？
Are our children prophesying?
我们的孩子们有没有说预言？
Or are they just good kids that make straight A's but have no interest in the Lord?
也许他们的成绩都是最好的，但是对神的事一点关心都没有。
One very quick story that really impressed me.
有一个故事让我很有印象。
There was a group of people that were having kind of a fellowship time.
有一群人在那里有一个交通的时间。
And everyone decided that they would take a different portion of scripture and share on it the next day.
然后他们就决定每个人选一处的圣经，第二天一起再来交通。
Well, one member of that group was 10 years old.
这一群人里面有一个他只有十岁。
And that 10-year-old was given the same task to read this portion of scripture and share on it the next day.
哦，他们都是同一处的章节。然后呢，这个孩子也收到同样一个任务，就是读这一处的章节，第二天要分享。
Oh, the poor parents.
这些可怜的父母们。
They were going to have to, quickly share with him what to say, make sure he does the reading, make sure, just get it all just right.
然后这些父母们就要确定这个孩子读了这个，而且知道怎么分享。
But it was interesting because the parents didn't have time to do it, and they said, you know what, we commit this 10-year-old to the Lord.
然后很有趣的就是这个父母连这个时间都没有，所以他们就简单的说，把这个孩子交在你手里。
It was one of the most beautiful prophetic sharings I've ever heard in a small gathering.
然后第二天就有一个我所听过的最美丽最深远的一个交通。
There had been some background done for that young man, but he was given over to the Holy Spirit.
这个孩子在他的背景里面是有一些已经有一些预备，但是却是因着他被交在神的手里。
And he prophesied.
然后他就讲预言。
That is what the Lord wants from the church.
这个就是神要在教会里面得着的。
Old men, do you go to bed dreaming dreams?
老年人，你们在梦里面有没有做异梦呢？
Are you able to give a short portion of sharing among the brothers and sisters and says, this is what I have seen that the Lord would have us do?
你有没有跟弟兄姐妹分享，就是神让我看见这些我们应该去做的呢？
This isn't made up, this isn't formulated, it happens when the Lord comes in.
这个不是人工创造的，这个是神所给的。
Young men, do you have a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ?
少年人，你有没有关乎基督的异象？
Saul did.
保罗看见了。
He was knocked off his horse and saw the Lord Jesus.
他是被从马上摔下来，看见了主耶稣。
And the church was never the same.
然后教会从此就被改变了。
It was the foundation.
这个是那个根基。
Brothers and sisters, we're going to see more and more judgment.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要看到更多的审判临到。
It's going to get darker.
会越来越黑暗。
It's going to be fiercer.
会越来的越让人心惊。
But the church can either be the victim,
但教会或者是一直成为被害的,
or repent and see the Lord Jesus,
或者悔改可以看见主耶稣基督,
stand for the authority of the Lord Jesus,
为着主耶稣基督的权柄而站立,
all of these distractions will pass away if we put the Lord as preeminent in our lives.
如果我们把主放在生命里面的第一位首位的话，所有这些搅扰都要过去。
If anyone in here has a guilt complex because of something that's been going in your life,
如果在我们中间今天有谁心里面觉得有亏欠的，
just repent to the Lord Jesus.
就向主耶稣基督来悔改。
And your life will change today.
你的生命今天就要改变。
No more guilt.
再不需要有负疚。
Guilt is judgment from the enemy.
因为这个负罪感是从敌人仇敌而来的。
Forgiveness is judgment from the Lord.
而赦免是出于我们主的审判。
It's a beautiful thing.
这是一个美丽的事。
And if it would help, you may need to go to a spouse or a brother and sister and say, look, I've lived my life this way, I've confessed it to the Lord, and I want you to be a fellow partaker in the reality of the Lord Jesus in this matter.
也许你需要向一个弟兄姐妹今天向他悔改承认，而且说我需要跟你在神里面是弟兄间那样恢复交通。
we do that, and the reality of Zion will be among us.
如果我们在这样的真实里面，那西安就在我们中间。
And our prayer would be contagious throughout this country.
然后我们的祷告就可以被传播到整个世界。
Contagious throughout the world.
传播到我们周围和世界。
And our Lord Jesus would return.
然后我们的主耶稣基督会再来。
What a promise.
何等的应许。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you desire to rule and reign among us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为是你的意愿要在我们中间做主做王。
Lord, we're thankful that you do judge, but you judge in love.
主啊，我们感谢你，你有你的审判临到，但却是在爱里。
Lord, if there's been any offense, we cover it and just ask that it would be your life, your love that would come in.
主啊，如果我们有任何冒犯的地方，求您用爱来遮盖。
We're thankful that you continue to speak to us.
感谢你继续的向我们说话。
Pray that you would give us love and compassion for that next generation that we might help repair what the locusts have eaten.
主啊，愿意你给我们有足够的爱跟怜悯，为着下一代，为着他们被蝗虫所吞吃的。
And also repair the damage to the church.
而且来修复在教会里面所有的损害。
Lord, you do this repairing work.
主啊，你做这重修的工作。
Use us through our repentance and our claiming of you as preeminent.
主啊，借着我们的悔改，还有称你为主来做这些事。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
如此的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.